Did you know that asthma is the most common chronic lung disease in children? And most kids who have asthma also have allergies. So what do you need to know about treatment options so you can help keep your kids happy and healthy? We're going to talk about it today with Dr. Saima Khan, a pediatrician at Pioneers Calexico Health Center. This is Pioneers Memorial Health Talk, the podcast from Pioneers Memorial Health. I'm Prakash Chandran. So first of all, Dr. Khan, great to have you here today. We understand that a large population of children in the Imperial Valley suffer from asthma. So can you tell us a little bit more about the ways you help diagnose and treat these young patients?
Yes, in the Imperial Valley, we do have a lot of children with asthma. The way we can help diagnosing and treating them is mostly by what the parents and the older children themselves tell us about their symptoms. So asthma can present in many different ways. It doesn't have to be the full-blown asthma attack episode that some people might have in mind. It can be just subtle symptoms like cough with running or cough with exercise or shortness of breath or chest pain or clearing the throat constantly, cough with exposure to perfumes and other strong odors, bleach, and cough on windy days, for example, and also cough at night. So we don't need a lot of sophisticated tests to diagnose asthma, and especially in little children, there are no non-invasive tests that can be used to diagnose asthma. So we go pretty much by what the family tells us about the symptoms.
I see. And in terms of the symptoms, is there a symptom that's the most common or that you see most commonly when people come in?
Wheezing is the number one most common symptom, but some patients don't wheeze. They have more of it. It's called cough variant asthma, where they cough a lot. So not just the typical wheezing. And it can or cannot be associated with other symptoms like shortness of breath, chest pain, feeling the heartbeat faster, getting sweaty, and just a subjective sensation of not being able to breathe.
So besides asthma, what is another illness that you commonly treat in the Imperial Valley?
We see a lot of allergies as well, environmental allergies, and they can manifest with like runny nose, sneezing, itchy eyes, itchy nose, itchy ears, and skin rashes.
I see. And, you know, we actually understand that allergies are pretty common in the Imperial Valley. I'd love to learn a little bit more about why you think that is.
It's not really very well understood. There are many factors that are around here. It's an agricultural desert community. Even though it's desert, there is a lot of agriculture because of a lot of sun. So because of the agriculture, there are pesticides being sprayed, insecticides and fertilizers. The dust itself, because of it being desert, can cause allergies. And we're close to the Mexican border, so there's a lot of vehicle emissions, like car and trucks crossing the border, causing a lot of pollution that patients can react to. And because of the heat, because it's so hot most of the year, a lot of patients that don't venture out and spend a lot of time indoors can develop indoor allergies, like mold, house dust mites, urine dander, cockroach sheddings, a lot of detergents with a strong odor like bleach and even vinegar can cause allergies and also exacerbate the asthma.
I see. And, you know, how do people be a little more proactive around preventing allergies? You know, I imagine that some people are more predisposed than others, but what in general can people do to defend themselves against allergies?
Good question. What does not help is to be like too sterile in the environment, like keeping everything completely germ-free does not help to prevent allergies. What studies have shown is that children that grew up in farm environments having a lot of pets, those patients tended to be less afflicted with allergies than inner city kids that had a very, like, almost too clean home environment. What helps to prevent allergies is to have a balanced lifestyle, to not be stuck indoors too much, to be outside, and to eliminate indoor allergens like obviously pests like cockroaches and mice, and be very vigilant about any water leaks and water damage causing mold, specifically in the kitchen and the bathrooms. On windy days, or when patient, for example, is allergic to grass, it helps to not have that patient cut the grass outside, or take a quick shower when entering the house and changing the clothes, and not being all over the house or the department with the tiny particles of grass pollen on the clothes and hair and skin.
Yeah, that all of that makes sense. You know, as a new father, I'm just trying to think about ways to prevent my child from getting a lot of allergies. And it sounds like it's a mix of things. It's one, not necessarily keeping things too sterile, you know, so they can potentially build up a little bit of an immunity. But the second is also being smart around the environment and not letting things get out of control with mold and things of that nature. Would you say that's correct?
Yes, definitely. And another major factor is tobacco smoke and fires and things of that nature. So even vaping is not good for lungs and can cause and trigger allergies and asthma attacks. And of course, the traditional cigar smokes.
Yeah.
And there's a term, it's called third-hand smoke exposure now. So not only patients themselves or their kids or their surrounding when exposed to their smoke, but also their clothes can transmit the toxic particles, stay in the clothes, in like on the walls, curtains, etc. So just being around those can trigger asthma attacks.
Absolutely. That makes a ton of sense. So, you know, I know that you treat children with allergies. How do you go about doing that?
The way we go about treating the children is starting with medications like per-mouth medications and sprays for the nose, because the nose is primarily where those allergies happen. There are other medications for eyes as well if the patients have eye symptoms. And it's important to find out what might be causing those allergies, whether it's indoor allergens or outdoor allergens. There are different types of tests available that are usually covered by insurance. And there are blood tests now, too, instead of doing the more invasive skin tests. And that can help to avoid the allergens that are causing the symptoms. For example, if a patient is allergic to cats or dogs, and that's confirmed with the blood test, and the recommendation might be to, if not get a new home for the pet, then at least keep the pet out of the bedroom of the child or out of the house if possible.
So I want to shift topics a little bit. You know, I know that Pioneer's Calexico Health Center is looking a little bit different these days, and I'm curious as to what you are looking forward to most as this renovation nears its completion.
What I'm looking forward to a lot is being able to provide close to home care to the Calexico population. There is a huge pediatric population here and traditional lack of pediatricians. And when I would work in El Centro and Braulia, I would actually see a lot of patients coming all the way from Calexico to seek pediatric care.
And then finally, as we wrap up here, what do you enjoy most about being a pediatrician?
Everything. I enjoy dealing with all kinds of different age group patients themselves and their families.
Well, I think that's a perfect place to end, Dr. Khan. I truly appreciate your time. That's Dr. Saima Khan, a pediatrician at Pioneers Calexico Health Center. Thanks for checking out this episode of Pioneers Memorial Health Talk. For more information on all Pioneers Memorial pediatricians, please go to pmhd.org. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.